The question was asked, we see that people can exercise tremendous self-control, and even though all week long they have to have their cigarette, comes Shabbat, suddenly they can contain themselves. Every other day of the week they have their 30 cigarettes a day, but on Shabbat they can contain themselves. How come when it comes to other issues, other areas, people don't seem to have the capacity to exercise that self-control? That's point number one. And number two, how could we focus our self-control to the point where we would be able to adhere to the mitzvot the same way that we're careful when it comes to smoking on Shabbat, right? That was the question in a nutshell, right? Okay, so I think if we think about it, the reason that people are careful about smoking on Shabbat can be broken down into two points. Number one, we're focused. There's no question, maybe it's like, you see on Yom Tov, people don't go asking the rabbi, can I smoke or can't I smoke? Many people smoke and assume, no, there are rabbis that say it's okay because it's not as focused. So you have a clearly delineated prohibition and people are focused, they know this is wrong and I can't do it. Someone asks you, what's going on with your roommate? Is he dating? And you know your roommate doesn't want anyone to know. So if in your mind you could do 1 plus 1 equals 2 and say to yourself, gee, Chafetz Chaim says that anything someone wouldn't want said about him is called Lashon Hara. So I can't really say this over. So then if it's clear to you, then very often you can overcome it. The Rambam says, when the Rambam enumerates the sins that it's difficult to do tshuva for, the Rambam says one of them is when you look at things that are inappropriate, immodest. The Rambam says, what's the hindrance? The hindrance is that in a person's mind, he says to himself, what did I do? I just looked. He doesn't think to himself, no, that's a prohibition. So when we want to address prohibitions, when we want to be able to stand up to our responsibilities, then the key, I think, is number one, focusing. Not just talking and not thinking what I'm saying, just like you don't just smoke and not think that it's Shabbos. You're very focused, you know this is Shabbos. And number two is recognizing that which is permitted and prohibited. And that's why I think you'll notice that I try to be very careful in the classes to delineate what's permitted, what's prohibited, what's a level of piety. So it should be very clear. And I think I find that that's a very useful tool. Sometimes someone will ask me a question, and I'll say, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. And then the person will get upset at me. And I'll look at the person, and I'll say, I am very sorry. I don't think there's any logical reason you should be upset at me. I should be upset at you. I'm prohibited from telling you what you just asked me. So what are you upset at me for? Because you want to know? I'm the one that's doing what's right. I have no reason to apologize. You're asking me to do something that's wrong. You should be embarrassed. I shouldn't be embarrassed. When it's clear in our mind, then we can answer that. Then we don't get pushed over. I'm not saying I'm always successful. I'm just saying I've learned that these are the tools. One, be focused. Realize what's happening. Don't just let it ride by. It's not just the question of a nu, so I miss man Kriya Shema. No, there's a biblical mitzvah to get up and say Kriya Shema on time. I'm focused. I know what I got to do. And number two, there's clarity as to what's permitted and what's prohibited. So I think those are the two points. And if people can get that, then I think people can learn to observe the mitzvahs they're having a hard time with the same force as people have for not smoking on Shabbos. But we don't have that. We don't have either one. Meaning, we let things ride. If it's our conversation in Lashon Hara, if it's our conversation in making fun of someone, we don't think this is a biblical prohibition. It just moves.